Modern VDP. What, why, how, and what's next? Transforming VDP into a media that supports fine-grained, unconstrained, and highly creative variability. By Jacob Azakowitz, PhD. Modernizing VDP, which started in the mid to late 90s, was about transforming VDP into a print media that could deliver refined, creative, and unconstrained variability. The goal was to allow every part of every page, an image, text, charts, presentation style, and more, to vary from page to page. I use the term modern VDP to refer to the result of this transformation. While modern VDP was critical for enabling pages with variability that required the capabilities of digital color printers, its impact was, and still is, far beyond supporting digital color printers. It linked modern marketing and customer communications disciplines with printing, and it opened the door for print to be an equal citizen to digital media in customer experience management. Having retired from XMPI in the mid-2019, I had some time to reflect on what my team and I did on my personalization and VDP. Eventually, this led to writing a paper on modern VDP, which was driving the need to invent it, and what were the innovations and technologies needed to make it happen. Why modern VDP? When examining the evolution of modern VDP, it is essential to understand that it challenged legacy VDP, the incumbent VDP technology, which focused on structured business documents and their rigid and constrained variability. Such variability was far behind the free, unconstrained, and colorful variability that the emerging digital color presses supported. Moreover, the variability supported by legacy VDP was far behind the creative and refined variability that digital media provided. Hence, legacy VDP could not play well with modern digital color printing or in environments where print and digital had to coexist harmoniously. Modern VDP changed all of that. It was revolutionary, starting fresh, not incrementally involving the legacy VDP technology. Opening new markets, and transforming print. Aside from being a perfect match to the emerging digital color presses, modern VDP made print valuable to the large and fast-growing markets of marketing, automation, and customer experience management. These markets expected the refined and unconstrained variability provided by digital media, and only modern VDP could match that for print. Moreover, the object-level variability of modern VDP made it possible to use data and rules for computing variability in practically identical ways to how variability was computed in digital media applications. This similarity enabled using print and digital holistically and consistently, strengthening modern VDP's relevancy to these markets. As a result, the print businesses that embraced modern VDP and its approach to data and rules transformed their companies to the digital age. They could stay relevant to their customers and grow their businesses even when the general print business declined. Implementing modern VDP, a challenge. While the vision for modern VDP was in perfect harmony with the emerging digital color printing and digital media dynamic capabilities, implementing it was a high toll challenge. First, its refined and unconstrained variability made generating the VDP print streams and processing them to generate printed pages a high-toll performance challenge. The second was the need to develop tools that would enable the originators, authors, designers, creative professionals, to create documents with refined and unconstrained variability digitally. The challenges above required a solution that would mimic desktop publishing, but for VDP. This implied addressing the entire spectrum from document creation to document printing, which required innovation and technology developments to make it happen. The paper analyzes these challenges and describes extensively the solutions that address them. The closing section of the main part of the paper presents concurrent composition, harnessing a network of servers, distributed computing style, to collaborate on generating the print instructions for a variable data document. In presenting the solution, the paper examines alternative architectures and discusses their pros and cons. The paper then closes with a unique architecture that leverages replication and gossiping, a distributed computing technique to present an efficient and highly scalable architecture for concurrent composition. A glimpse into the future. While the paper focuses on the evolution of modern VDP, I added a What's Next section where I highlight a few directions that modern VDP enables today. Two phenomena appear like a perfect storm. The push on individualized product labeling, packaging, labels, and even garments, and marketing shift toward creating engaging customer experiences. Harmony between physical and digital touchpoints in a customer journey. In today's business world, where everything is an experience, a physical product is also a touchpoint in customer journeys. Print and digital are intermixed in such journeys, and every touchpoint must be current, individually relevant, and part of a continuous dialogue between the brand and the individual. Without modern VDP, these characteristics are impossible for journeys that include products or any other print material. The role of ML and AI. Another theme I brought up in that section is the impact of machine learning and artificial intelligence. While I just scratched the surface with these in the paper, there is no doubt that ML and AI will have a drastic and long-term impact on planning and implementing personalization and experiences. Those involved in planning such journeys know well that it's a complex task, which becomes even more complicated when physical and digital touchpoints are part of the journey. Therefore, I believe that ML and AI will help remove the journey planning bottlenecks, which will help materialize the vision of brands engaging their audience through ongoing individualized experiences that span time and media. A concern about an emerging disconnect in the data and rules models used by print and digital media. I decided to close the What's Next section, voicing concern about a re-emerging gap between the data and rules modules used in print personalization with modern VDP and the data and rule models used by digital. While modern VDP with its data and rules models was aligned with those used for digital media, I feel that as the digital world continued its high light speed push forward, its data and rules models drifted far from those used in modern VDP. Background. Modernizing VDP was a central theme in my professional work since about 1996 when I rejoined Cytex to lead its R&D in software and hardware for digital printing. It became a central theme for me once I founded XMPI in late 1999, where together with my co-founders and team, I led XMPI to become a strong software brand in print and cross-media personalization. Being in a leadership position exposed XMPI to a broad set of customers, partners, and competitors, which tested our vision, helping refine and revise it, ultimately making it more universally applicable. And this refined vision guided me in writing about modern VDP. The idea for the paper started once I retired from XMPI and had the time to develop some perspective. One of the issues I reflected upon was a patent granted to XMPI early on in 2000 to 2005, which included a section about novel techniques for concurrent composition. I felt that taking the technology out of a patent lingo would make it accessible to the broad community of developers beyond the boundaries of XMPI. That focus on VDP software and hardware. Furthermore, given the abundance of cloud systems and the ease of providing massive scalability within such systems, the need for efficient architectures for massive concurrent composition is more acute today than in the past. However, as I planned the paper, I realized that without a broad overview of VDP, such a paper would be relevant only to XMPI engineers. So one thing led to the other, and I decided to write a paper that would describe the principles, innovations, and developments that created modern VDP. And I knew that within that paper, I would be able to include sections about concurrent composition, which will help share the insights from the patents with the whole community of developers around VDP.